Welcome to Learn Chinese Bundle, Easy Introduction for Beginners by ChineseClass101.com. This 3-in-1 audiobook bundle is for absolute beginners who are brand new and are starting from zero. You'll learn the language easily, just by listening and following along with the quick 10-minute lessons. In each lesson, you'll hear a conversation between two native speakers. Then, our teachers will translate and explain every word and grammar rule, so that you understand everything and be ready to speak. So press play and listen along. You can also follow along with the accompanying PDF and never miss a word. And remember, if you want to learn Chinese even faster, with a complete and structured system, visit ChineseClass101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account today. Get full access to the ChineseClass101.com learning system. That's hundreds of audio and video lessons from beginner to advanced, a structured learning pathway to follow. Study tools such as spaced repetition flashcards and app access for learning on the go. Audiobook number one.
This is our Absolute Beginner series, season one, and this is lesson one. The lesson is about meeting people, and it's entitled, What's Your Name?
Yeah.
So in this lesson, you'll learn how to greet someone and ask their name and tell them your name.
This conversation takes place on a first meeting.
Yep, and it's between two strangers meeting for the first time.
你好,你叫什么名字?
我叫张林。我叫王小芳。重复一次,加英文翻译。One
more time with the English.
你好。Hello. 你好,你叫什么名字?
Hello, what's your name?
我叫张林。I'm
Zhang Lin.
我叫王小芳。I'm
Wang Xiaofang. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson first.
Yep.
And now, the vocab section.
你好.
Hello.
你好. 你好. 你.
You.
你. 你. 叫.
To call.
叫, 叫, 什么,
what?
什么, 什么, 名字,
name,
名字, 名字, 我,
I, me,
我, 我,
It's grammar time.
Of course, very different than English names.
Yeah, and I won't lie that it is very difficult to remember Chinese names because when you first start learning, they all kind of sound the same.
Yeah, talking about asking people to repeat their names, you'll probably have to do that a lot
yes.
when you first meet someone.
But the truth is, it's worthwhile learning Chinese names because, number one, you can learn a lot of characters, Chinese characters that way, but they're all full of very deep meaning.
Right. They are generally made up of a surname or family name, which is one Chinese character.
Right. So the person's last name or surname is generally just going to be a Chinese character. So in Victor's example, what's your surname, Victor?
Ning. Yeah, that's
just
my
Ning.
Last name.
Okay. Next.
Then my given name is Jian Chao.
Right. So the person's given name will generally in China be made up of either one or two characters.
Right.
So in Victor's case, Jian Chao, it's two characters.
Yep.
So his full name is three characters. Let's have it again, Victor, so everyone can remember. It's hard to remember Chinese names. Don't blame us.
Ning Jian Chao.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's something that we should note, as we can hear in this example with Victor, is that in Chinese, the surname comes first.
Right.
Opposite of the West, where we use our surname last.
Right. And that's because I think in China, the idea of family line is much more important.
Very important.
You are first identified by your family or clan and then your individual.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to our dialogue. Our people had names when they introduced themselves. So let's go to our dialogue and find out what their names were.
So in the dialogue, in response to 你叫什么名字? We hear 我叫 Zhang Lin.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning of the sentence. Because we've already learned the word for you. We knew that was ni.
Ni.
And now we're going to hear the word for I. What was
or
it again?
Me, which is 我, 我, and it's third tone.
Right. And then the next word we hear is the word for to call again.